Week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a single from local artist Kyra's debut album, Skin to Skin. The new album presents vulnerable lyrics and complex melodies that bring the listener on a personal journey. Although each song tells its own tale, they all come together to form a bigger story. With many musical influences from different genres, there's a song in here for everyone. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Skin to Skin on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it called I Am a Diamond with us now here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your Friday morning indie wake-up call for July 18th, 2025. And that was Sigurd with Jellyfish. Prior to that, we had a Release Radar from Kyra, I Am a Diamond. We had friend of the program, friend of mine, Layla, with their newest release, Blue Light. Prior to that, we had Magdalena Vey with Tunnel Vision. We had Microphone Pager with Gakuan. We also had music from Vic Adamo with Press On, Arez Zobari with Before I Knew You, and we kicked it all off with Electric Lemonade and their latest release, Waiting. And folks, if you've been waiting, I don't think you have been, to hear more about the REM discography, you are in luck. And now we are entering into a bold new world as, in the 1990s at least, one of the biggest rock bands alive decides to go electric. And we're not talking electric like Dylan going electric. We're talking electric as in electronic. As REM looks to expand into new, bold soundscapes with the introduction of synthesizers and electronic music into their overall aesthetic and style. Let me quickly get you up to speed in case you haven't been here with us for the last few weeks. REM, once the celebrated pioneers of the alternative genre, college rock icons, in the 1990s, they have major breakthrough mainstream success, becoming a huge alternative act, thanks in large part to two massive albums, Out of Time, bolstered by number one hit, Losing My Religion. You've all heard it. And then Automatic for the People, which had multiple releases enter into the Billboard Top 50, a lot of them into the Top 10. And then after that, they had two more experimental, for them, kind of albums. And by that, I mean they branch out from what had been working and go in some different directions. They have Monster, which is more grunge-inspired, and then 1996's release, New Adventures in Hi-Fi, which really is all over the map in terms of sonic adventures. They really do go on adventures in hi-fi. There's no hyperbole in that title. They try a lot of new different things, and it's received well by critics and fans alike, so it's understandable for the band to think, all right, they are enjoying us trying bold new directions. What's something we haven't yet gotten into? The burgeoning world of electronica. So this isn't a fully kind of like electropop album. It's really almost not that at all, but there are definitely elements that they are borrowing heavily from. It feels like a Moby album, which is either high praise or a huge insult, depending on who you are. But they do still maintain a lot of their core musical philosophies. It's clear that the electronica stuff, outside of a few tracks, they aren't fully willing to commit to it. It's just an interesting wrinkle they've added into the band's new musical layers. Okay, so in 1998, the band releases Up, which is, I think, generally well-received by critics and fans. Not as rapturously as 1996's New Adventures in Hi-Fi, but people broadly are like, yeah, this is pretty good. It's interesting. The best tracks from the album, I would argue, are not the ones that fully embrace electronica, like Airport Man or Lotus, but rather the tracks that have it as set dressing rather than the main event. So the two we're going to play today are also both kind of Beach Boys inspired tunes as well. One, I think, a lot more than the other. You'll hear it when we get there, but I think that is the best work that the band does in this late 1990s period. The mid-90s is, I think, undisputedly their peak, at least in terms of commercial and critical success tied together. But the late 90s into the early 2000s is a bit of a difficult period for the band. And I will say, overall, as an album, Up, despite having a lot of things that should be for me, isn't really for me. I just don't think they have spent enough time refining it. I just don't think the electronica elements of it are as tight and interestingly incorporated as they could be. And I actually think their follow-up in 2001 called Reveal does a much better job of that. But the two tracks we've got today are Suspicion and At My Most Beautiful, both of which are heavily inspired. You can hear the Brian Wilson influence throughout. I think Suspicion does a great job of using electronica as accent points and flourishes for what is kind of just a standard, like, ballad, but the additions of, like, the hard reverberating electric guitar is such a great accent note. And then At My Most Beautiful, I think the band totally gives up on the central conceit of the album, and they just decide, you know what, we've got this really beautiful kind of Beach Boys ballad that heavily features the cello, and it's just a beautifully arranged and harmonious pop song. So let's go with that. And I think that ultimately is the perfect representative of the album Up, where there's some good ideas, and then there's some shoddy incorporation of new sonic frontiers. Not a bad listen. There is some good stuff on there, but I cannot recommend it as full-throatedly as I can New Adventures in Hi-Fi, which I still encourage you to really go listen to. I think, certainly in modern times, people not as familiar with the band, outsiders to REM that are looking to get maybe a little more in touch with what they were about, that's the album for you. Up, inessential listening. I'm going to give you the highlights here, and then we're going to touch on an album that I think is a little more interesting on next week's show. Get it? Got it? Good? Okay. This is Suspicion and At My Most Beautiful by REM from the 1998 album Up.
shore. Ghosts in the echoes far away. I no longer breathe anymore.
Leap's Mobile Hub is coming to Kingston on August 7th from 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the Central Branch of the Kingston Public Library. The Canadian National Institute for the Blind is hitting the road to bring its innovative programs and technology to you. Drop in to meet CNIB staff and learn more about the free programs and resources for people who are blind, deafblind, or have low vision. Explore assistive tech with hands-on product demos and workshops.
Discover the Tet Center for Creativity and Learning, a vibrant arts hub at 370 King Street West in Kingston, right beside the Isabel Bader Center. Enjoy a coffee at Juniper Cafe and explore three floors of galleries, studios, and arts organizations. Borrow instruments from Joe's Mill, sign up for art classes with groups like the Kingston's Potters Guild, and dance with Kingston's School of Dance. Join Tet Tuesday Open Studios the second Tuesday of every month to connect with fellow creatives. Students, you can host events at the Tet with reduced rental rates. Learn more at tetcenter.org and follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Tet Center. Your artistic journey begins here.
So she doesn't fall. Indescribable worries, constantly in a hurry. Finding comfortability, journey for a better me. Can't she bear the weight of it all? Journey of a lost soul. She doesn't really know, she doesn't have a clue. Mending all the broken parts, how to fix a broken. Of a lost soul. She doesn't really know, she doesn't have a clue. Mending all the broken parts, how to fix a broken heart, a heart that never heals. Can you imagine how I feel? Imagine how I feel. I don't wanna feel, don't know if this is real. Journey of a lost soul. Mending all the broken parts. Imagine how I feel. Imagine how I feel. She just wants to heal. Oh. She just wants to heal.
C'est pas la fin du monde. Même si on y arrive pas à fin de la semaine, on ira faire un tour de char dans ta terre, celle 96. Popper les chaînes des trottoirs, caler les bières cheap step, se retrouver au terrain de baseball, claquer tout ce qui nous reste. C'est pas la fin du monde, mais ça, même si on y arrive pas à fin de la semaine. On joue à même les seuls dormir, la poussière va toute seule, ouais. Feedback, colossus.
Vague de chaleur trempée dans nos chandails. Tympan percé par les cymbales, ramé jusqu'à l'autre bord du fleuve de Robert Caille. Passé au travers du cachet, tête mise dans le taxi, puis la boréale. J'ai vomi sur le tapis, je sais pas trop où on s'en va, je m'en fais pas trop de toute façon. C'est pas la fin du monde, mais ça, même si on y arrive pas, fin de la semaine. On ira faire un tour de char dans ta terre, c'est le 96. Et les chaînes de trottoir, caler les bières cheap du dip. S'en trouver au terrain de baseball, claquer tout ce qui nous reste. Next big thing, women next week. La tuque ben vissée, watch moi j'arrive. Miss la dernière L de casualty, typique Lévi. 2h du matin, encore stock, chantier baby sweet dreams. Ils sont full of this, mais certainement pas appelés. Comme un long dimanche, ceux qui vivent leur vie. Moi j'aimerais qu'elle commence, fais des délendis. Tu choisis où tu traces ton silver lining.
C'est pas l'idée,
silver. Fin de la semaine, on ira faire un tour de chaque dans ta terre, c'est le 96. Porter les chaînes de trottoir, caler les biatchis, nette. Se retrouver au terrain de baseball, claquer tout ce qui nous reste. C'est pas la fin du monde, mais ça.
I'm at the door, so open and wide.
And we are back, folks. This is your Friday morning indie wake-up call for this July 18th, 2025. And I've got one last rundown for you before I send you all on your merry little ways. We kicked off our music block with two tracks from REM, Suspicion and At My Most Beautiful. Then we had a new release from Rogue Wave called Hey Major. We had Haunted Images with City. Take
Though I'm usually open and I'm groovy the dopest and crafting the fucking flows and make your homies seem atrocious. Your team is a bunch of hobby rappers with no hope in this will whip astounded crowds, taking baths and making local shit. I ain't a vocalist, I'm a lyricist, so why hit no strong motion when you hear me spit? They say I'm clearly shit, cause I'm weird with it. And if I change for them, I may create a bigger hit. But I would hate the time I spent to please the masses, and I would hate.